We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Chicago's top cop David Brown is speaking at police headquarters after a violent weekend that saw at least 13 people killed in dozens of shootings across the city. Brown recounted a recent conversation he had with a man at a local community event.
He said, "I'm 25 years old and I've seen 54 of my friends killed." He's 25 years old, and he's seen 54 of his friends killed. He has a young child, and he's wondering if he'll see his own young child grow up.
Brown says more than 98 guns were taken off the city streets last week. Some positive news about once contaminated properties in Northwest Indiana. The US EPA says they are clean enough now to be removed from the National Superfund list of the most polluted.
The EPA says it wants to take 671 residential properties in East Chicago off the Superfund list while keeping more than 400 properties on the National Cleanup Priority list. The EPA says it has removed lead-contaminated soil from 95% of the properties in two neighborhoods. Still, the EPA says it continues to investigate possible groundwater contamination in the area. The EPA says removal from the Superfund list would allow residential properties to be eligible for money from an East Chicago Repair Fund. The EPA will take public comments on the proposal through August 7th. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The board chairman of an Oak Park church says members will follow Jesus' example and love our enemies after members woke up yesterday morning to find the church's Black Lives Matter banner with a slash down the middle. The sign at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church is the second in the suburb to be damaged. A Black Lives Matter sign at First United Methodist Church in Oak Park had also been cut. Officials at a North Suburban high school say they will talk to a student at the center of a racially insensitive picture posted online to social media.
The pictures are of a student at Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit to a Halloween party several years ago when that student was in seventh grade. School officials say they will contact the student, even though they don't have any legal power to do anything about actions that took place while the student was in junior high. The pictures were posted to a social media group that's administered by a Stevenson High School alum who says the pictures are an indication of the larger problem of unchecked bigotry. Rob Hart, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A shooting on the Dan Ryan this morning shut down the southbound lanes for a while. A woman was a passenger. She was struck and was in good condition. State police say three people were in a vehicle sometime between 2:30 and 3 a.m. when someone fired at them in the outbound lanes of 9094 near 47th Street. Police say circumstances are not clear because people in the car were not cooperating with investigators. Police are questioning one person of interest after a 72-year-old man riding his bicycle early this morning was struck and killed in the Westside Lawndale neighborhood. It happened about 2:20 a.m. on the 1500 block of South Central Park Avenue. No word yet on the man's name. Amid the pandemic conditions, the state is trying to get more people aware of abuse, neglect, and exploitation that happens to seniors and adults with disabilities.
Illinois officials say senior abuse has likely worsened during the coronavirus pandemic. The Illinois Department on Aging's Office of Adult Protective Services launched a new $2.1 million campaign to encourage people to report suspected abuse. Adult Protective Protective Services responded to over 21,000 reports of suspected neglect, abuse, and financial exploitation of adults over 60 in 2019. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.